This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
I am a mom, and there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
3-9-1-5-7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat.
And put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if the totalitarians are dancing around in your community, well, it's time to put them under the rocks where they belong. Welcome to the show. We are in a special three-hour presentation of Agenda 21 Radio. It's Ted Cruz on the line. Yeah, we're connecting dots for you. We've been covering this story about Ted Cruz for quite some time, actually. Well, not really a long time, but when it started coming to our attention, we started following it. And, now it's starting to come to fruition because Ted Cruz's father, well, what is his relationship with Lee Harvey Oswald? Yeah, Rafael Benavides Cruz Diaz, who is the father of Ted Cruz, well, he's got quite a story, quite a history in Cuba. Yeah, Cuba back in the 1950s. And before that, he was born in Cuba in 1939, but he became a communist, well, because of his affiliation with the Catholic Church and the so-called Christian Democratic Party of Cuba. He was actually arrested and held in custody in Cuba in the 1950s, about 1957, but not by Castro. Some people who have heard Cruz speak, and we're talking about the father of Ted Cruz, speak to all these different tea parties all around the nation are under the impression that he was held by Castro. And minor little detail, it wasn't Castro, but Batista. So the drama begins back in 1957, and with us right now is Red Smith of the Shasta Land, and we've been covering this for the last 2 hours. You can pick up the show on Red State Talk Radio at broadcast in on the East Coast from 9 to 12 every day, and also you can pick up the Encore channel from Red State Talk Radio and pick up another 3 hours of the programming afterwards from noon to 3 Eastern Time. You'll also be able to pick it up on Agenda 21 Radio by Podbeam, our podcast, and also on YouTube. So, Red, we're in the third hour of really what I think is an epic program here on Agenda 21 Radio, because we're outing Ted Cruz's father and grandfather and Ted Cruz and Heidi Cruz and others about his affiliation with the Communist Party, especially of the Christian Democratic Party of Cuba, which is a communist Christian party. And a lot of people might not understand that terminology. It might be shocking, might be new to them. But we've got quite a history going on there. And one of the things we wanted to get into in this hour was really Ted Cruz's father and his, well, connections to Canada.
It is interesting times in the Cruz family during Canada and some of the things that was going on. You know, in the first couple hours, we discussed Ted Cruz's grandfather, Rafael Sr., his ties to the Communist Party in the Spanish Revolution. Obviously, his father, Ted Cruz's, or Rafael Cruz Jr.'s ties to the Communist Party in Cuba and the United States up until the time of the assassination of Jack Kennedy. Ted Cruz's mom and her association with the Catholic Church and the Communist Labor Parties. And now we're kind of up to the time that Rafael Cruz Jr., Ted's father, abandons his wife and his two daughters, Ted's two half-sisters, and flees to Canada with Elizabeth Dara Wilson.
Now, that was around 1964?
That was... very, very quickly, within a few months of the assassination of Jack Kennedy. Now, when they flee to Canada, the family goes to work for a company called Digitech, which is processing geological information into computer algorithms to find Santar deposits in and around Calgary. It's the Canadian oil boom. Basically, they're on the forefront of pioneering what we call today fracking. Within a few short years, Rafael Cruz moves out of Digitech and forms his own company, RB Cruz, where he develops the geological information and the mathematical processes to identify these Santar deposits. And his wife, who is a computer program, develops the computer algorithms that... take the geological data and process it that allows them to tell these oil companies where to find oil. And they're extremely successful in this business because they have the proprietary rights to the process.
Now, let me hold you there for a second. Is this Mrs. Wilson that we're talking about as the wife?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not really his wife.
That is appearing to be the case, that Ted Cruz was, in fact, illegitimate, and his father, Rafael Cruz, remained married to his original wife until 1996.
Just a minor detail for those of you that want to talk about the next president of the United States, potentially. Just
yes,
a minor detail.
By all appearances, it appears that Ted Cruz is an illegitimate child.
Now, and again, I want to bring the listeners up to date. If you didn't catch the first 2 hours and you're not really aware of what the big news story is, it's not on the mainstream media yet. Of course not. It has to go through the National Enquirer first. We're starting to get questions. In fact, yesterday afternoon, the National Enquirer, picking up information from, well, the news stream media, such as our sources, took this story and ran with it and have been confronting Ted Cruz at every opportunity about his father's relationship with Lee Harvey Oswald, and being pictured with Lee Harvey Oswald out in front of the well, I guess it was the hands-off Cuba or Fair Play for Cuba organization that Lee Harvey Oswald was passing pamphlets out to. Ted Cruz's father is right there. Inquiring minds want to know, and Ted Cruz has no answers for that, nor does Ted Cruz's campaign organization have any answers as to whether or not he's an illegitimate child of Ted Cruz, Rafael Cruz. They refused to answer that question when we called them last week. So this is an interesting issue. It's a growing issue. But Canada plays a particular role in what events are coming out today.
Well, at the time, I believe, right about 1968, when Rafael Cruz is beginning his new business, there is a fairly well-known communist that comes to power in Canada, and that's Pierre Trudeau.
Aha. Uh-huh. And Pierre Trudeau was a Catholic.
He was. He was a French-Canadian Catholic, Joseph-Philippe Pierre-Yves Elliott Trudeau. Is his full name. He was a Catholic, another one of these Catholic communists. He was hugely into socialism and basically ran Canada into the ground. With his communist parties, there was quite a bit of tension during the 60s and 70s between Canada, because the United States was worried that their neighbors to the north were falling under the communist bloc and being subverted because of Trudeau.
And, of course, that would be a concern.
A lot of people don't know that when Trudeau died in 2000, one of his pallbearers was Fidel Castro.
And that's just a minor little detail. And, of course, you can see how the United States and John Kennedy were concerned, because you had Trudeau in the north and Cuba in the south, and pressing there. See, a lot of people don't understand that. They just kind of think Trudeau is a nice little guy. And, of course, now we've got his son, Justin, who is, as I understand it, a convert to Islam as the prime minister of Canada. For whatever reason, people feel comfortable with communism there. But, you know, they've got a totalitarian in Justin. Anyway, we got the music coming up. We come back more about Ted Cruz, well, his dad. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hey, Paul.
Don't say anything. We're running out of music here.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. Heavens Harvest.com.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Red Smith, and we're talking about, well, Ted Cruz, potential president of the United States. He's running for president on the Republican side. And his father, in fact, right now we're talking about his father's exploits in Canada. And we're finding out that it appears that Ted Cruz is an illegitimate child, because Ted Cruz, his father, was in fact married at the time when the baby was born to Mrs. Wilson, his mother. And in fact, on the birth certificate, the Canadian birth certificate, it says Ted Cruz Wilson, not Ted Cruz. it's not the same guy. It's at least the Wilson part of it is the original husband of his wife, of his mother. So that's something that's kind of a little bit confusing. But let's get back to the father of Ted Cruz, as he is in Canada, and we were talking about Justin and Pierre Trudeau, and now the influence that we have Justin Trudeau, who is the son of Pierre, who is a communist, and what is his connection to the Cruz family?
Well, through the Canadian oil boom that was spearheaded by companies like Petrodome, Amoco Canada, things like that, the oil industry was hugely influential with the Trudeau administration. And at the point of the spear for the oil boom of the oil revolution in Canada, you have Rafael Cruz Jr., Ted Cruz's father. He was hugely influential with the administration, and they got along very well. And there's a list of several state dinners that I've come across that that Rafael Cruz Jr. attended with Premier Trudeau.
And we're talking about Pierre Trudeau.
Trudeau.
So, moving forward, though, we've got Justin. And Justin is now just as every much a communist, totalitarian. In fact, my understanding is from Catholic, Jesuit-type Catholic to Muslim, that he's converted to Islam. That's the word that we're hearing. This is pretty strange to bedfellows. But what's going on with the Liberal Party there? Who's ahead of that?
Well, something that I'm just starting to come across and research is the head of Justin Trudeau's party is a fellow that I need to look more into by the name of Rafael Eduardo Cruz.
No. You know, we can't make this stuff up. It's just impossible to make this stuff up.
So it's very interesting that you have this link to communism in the Cruz family, which is undeniable. And the time that Cruz's father and the Cruz family spent in Canada basically parallels the rise of the communist Trudeau. And when Trudeau leaves power in 78, he barely wins an election again in 1980, but about 78, 79, I believe, is when the Cruz family returns to America. So you have the Cruz family, who is heavily influential with their communist ties and their ties to petroleum, and a communist administration with Pierre Trudeau, whose son has now taken control of Canada, and now you have Rafael Cruz's son, Ted Cruz, who has come to the forefront of American politics looking to take the reins of America.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable to connect that dot. Now, one of the things you were telling me earlier was that when Pierre Trudeau died, who was one of the pallbearers?
Fidel Castro.
And, you know, this has all been out there in the news, but who's reporting it? Are we hearing this from the mainstream media, ladies and gentlemen? Are we figuring out that they're more complicit in this than ever before? I mean, it's just absolutely amazing what you're digging up there, Red. This is absolutely stunning stuff.
For my point of view, and you know, when I first got into journalism, it was really just for the want to get truth out there. And the longer that this has gone on, the more it has opened my eyes to just how vitally important open, honest, truthful media is to a free society. And whether the mainstream media is lazy, incompetent, or complicit, what they are doing to the American people is unforgivable.
Well, you know, and this is in the second hour, ladies and gentlemen, we played the 5-minute excerpt, edited clip of John Kennedy. And really, it was the speech of, you know, where he he claimed covet means we're trying to destroy the United States of America. It's clearly a reference to what we're talking about here. And, of course, it was just 2 months later after that, 2 or 3 months later after that speech that he gave to the Writers Guild or something like that in New York, that he was assassinated. Now, you have to connect the dots because, you know, these secret societies and everything else that he was talking about, they were real then, they're even more real now, and we're starting to see the fruits of their labors. And putting in Justin Trudeau in Canada and then possibly Ted Cruz, who's a direct link and lineage to the Trudeaus in Canada by way of his dad, Raphael, is absolutely incredible. And if we were to connect that dot and have Ted Cruz be the president, what in the world would happen to this country?
Well, you know, several years ago, when Barack Obama became president, everybody, you know, said that Barack Obama would destroy this country. He's gone a long ways towards damaging us and hurting us and fundamentally transforming us, as he said he would. But I have always said that I was more fearful of the conservative backlash that would come because of Barack Obama than Barack Obama himself, because he would incite the American people in such a way that they would usher in their own destruction and never realize it.
And the destruction...
And I believe that's Ted Cruz.
That's Ted Cruz, yeah. And, of course, a lot of people might say it's Donald Trump, but one of the things, and you know, we've had communication with the Trump people over time, you know, just for the last 6 months, and just... You know, like we've had connections and calls
say,
to Casey's and so on.
Say what you will about Donald Trump. Think what you will of Donald Trump on a personal level, a political level, whatever. The one thing that you cannot deny and nobody can prove otherwise about Donald Trump is he is arrogantly, unrepentantly American.
Yeah, he absolutely is. And they get that picture in the United States. But what I was trying to say is that in our conversations with the Trump camp, so to speak, and also with the other camps, you know, we've made calls to other camps, Ben Carson and Rubio and so on. But it's, you know, clearly a case of a camp that is, you would say from a political standpoint, disarray. They haven't been really organized from a political sense, and that's because they're not politicians. And you really sense that. Now they're transforming and they're changing. He's becoming more of a politician. You can see that. I know they had to bring in some real politicians to help him out with that. But this is something that's transformative to this country. But really, the real, Manchurian candidate has turned out to be Ted Cruz.
Absolutely. And I believe there was more than one. I have looked at some of the things in Marco Rubio and some of his connections. And I believe the establishment always hedges its bets. And I believe that Marco Rubio had the potential that Ted Cruz did to be the exact same thing.
Yeah, and there's a lot to Marco Rubio, and a lot to Marco Rubio. And we haven't discussed that, but that you're absolutely right. And, of course, from our sources before, especially in studying about President Barack Hussein Obama, the information that we were gleaning is that there wasn't just one Barack Obama, but there were several, as many as seven. And
yes.
There's only one that they whittled it down to take his to take the position of Barack Obama. And that was Barack Obama. The other six, they're gone. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here with Red Smith and the revelations about Ted Cruz here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. foodforliberty.com.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. Heavens Harvest.com.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Red Smith of the Shasta Lantern. And Red has done some yeoman's work on really unearthing a lot of information about Ted Cruz, presidential candidate. And we're doing a three-hour special here on Agenda 21 Radio because this is breaking news. I know the National Enquirer has this, and everybody says, oh, the National Enquirer, this, that, and the other, how scandalous. But the problem is that they're asking all the right questions. As of yesterday afternoon, they were asking Ted Cruz the same questions that we've been asking. You know, who is your father? And why is your father pictured with Lee Harvey Oswald in 1963 talking about fair play for Cuba and passing out pamphlets in New Orleans and being pictured with him? What is that all about? And Ted Cruz has gone silent, and he's actually running from the reporters. So now, you know, when you start seeing him running from the reporters and putting his head down and not wanting to answer questions, you kind of go, wait a minute, what's up with this? You ask more questions than you have answers for, obviously, and that's exactly what the National Enquirer... I wouldn't want the National Enquirer looking at me. I mean, like, what? I mean, they'll find things that you just probably never even knew about yourself. And, of course, they're very good when it comes to this sort of thing. Now, remember, it was Gary Hart, I think. Wasn't it Gary Hart, Red, that was outed by the National Enquirer?
It might have been.
Yeah, Gary Hart, and then just recently in the last election, one of the Democrats was outed by the National Enquirer because the National Enquirer met him in the hotel in the hallway as he was trying to escape from the room in which his mistress was at. Which one? It was one of the presidential candidates. So anyway, this is actually quite incredible information that is being unearthed right now about Ted Cruz and his dad, Raphael. Let's talk about Raphael as he comes back or leaves Canada and comes back to the United States.
Well, rather suddenly in 1970-1979, Raphael Cruz divests himself of his extremely successful business and returns to America without, by the way, Elizabeth Dera and Ted Cruz, his son. Again, he turns and abandons his family and returns to America, where we lose track of him for almost a year until he pops up and has had a radical conversion to evangelism.
What year was that?
I believe 1978.
So Cruz, Ted Cruz would have been 8 years old, 7 or 8 years old.
Yes.
At that time. 1978.
He returns to Canada, retrieves his family, and comes back to America to become an American evangelical pastor.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. 1978 was kind of a stellar year for the Saudis. And Vernon Jarrett, who was a writer and editor of the Chicago Tribune or something like that, well known in his time as an extreme communist. Now, he happens to have been the father-in-law of, yes, you guessed it, Valerie Jarrett, who is the right-hand, I call her the right-hand man of Obama in the White House. And he was the one who was writing, I believe, in 1978, imploring the Saudis to pour money into the black community to produce a possible presidential candidate. That was in 1978. Coincidence? I don't know.
Well, in the 50s and 60s, the American communist movement was a fairly tight-knit society for obvious reasons. And there's no denying that Valerie Jarrett's family was communist as well. Her father and her brother were up to their eyeballs in the Communist Party in America. That's even been acknowledged by records and documents kept by the FBI. Essentially, as we were discussing earlier, we don't have the entire picture of exactly who the Cruz family is, but we certainly have more than enough pieces of the puzzle to start putting it together, and the picture that it's making, the American people certainly need to be aware of.
Well, you know, and again, it was interesting when, I'll go back to the story that I tell about the State Department in 1992, just prior to my trip to Eastern Europe and visiting the former East Europe or East Germany. And a State Department official said to me that, you know, just because communism collapsed doesn't mean it's gone away.
No, and communism didn't collapse.
No, it grew.
It fell apart in Eastern Europe and Russia.
But
you still have China. You still have the communist nations in Africa and South and Central America. You know, the Cold War, to an extent, went away.
But as communism, you know, it's like when I was talking to Friedrich Mercurius at the Church of St. Nikolai, the last question I asked him in the interview, St. Nikolai, Germany, East Germany then, I asked him in the interview, this is, you know, the biggest question anybody had in their minds is that as communism collapsed, where did all the communists go? And he looked at me and he said, well, they all became environmentalists.
There is an absolute lot of truth to that. The Green Party and the Green Movement is filled with communists. The Green Party originated in what was West Germany at the time, and it was funded by the East Germans, and they were communists disguised as environmentalists that were protesting nuclear power and nuclear weapons and attempting to remove them from NATO's arsenal and get nuclear weapons removed from the European continent to open the door for a Soviet invasion.
And, you know, this was something that was, you know, that was, this was well demonstrated in the media at the time. I can remember that vividly. And also, of course, Great Britain had its same problems with them. But the green movement, the environmentalists that we know today, are an offshoot of all that. And this is what's, in, you know, sort of brought about the whole environmental movement, sustainability movement that we see within the within Agenda 21 in the United Nations.
Yeah, you absolutely, you do. And you see some of the religiosity that's moved into that as well. And again, it's very hard for some people to accept, and some of the things that we've discussed, like a Christian communist, that almost sounds like an oxymoron to a lot of people. Understanding the ties of the Catholic Church and the Jesuit order in what's going on, and how can they be tied to communism, is not communism and the church anathema to each other? And the answer is absolutely not. They are, I for lack of a better term, they're blasphemous bedfellows in many cases.
Well, you know, a lot of people who don't understand European history, if you haven't been there, you might not understand it, or if you haven't had relatives that have gone over there, you might not understand it. And this interplay, the symbiotic relationship between the Jesuits, between the Pope, between Christianity, between the non-symbiotic relationship between the Protestant Reformation and Protestantism, or Protestants as they were known, and why the Jesuits and why others were rounding up, especially as you were talking about the Cruz family, from the Canary Islands, who were proactive in rounding up the Jesuit or the Protestants and killing them as heretics. This was something that was quite common. And this put a lot of pressure, with Islam doing the same thing to Protestants and even to Catholics. This put a lot of pressure on people to leave the old world and go to the new world, a.k.a. the United States of America.
Well, it's exactly what our ancestors fled from was the religious persecution and the things that went on. I was fortunate in my upbringing to...
Hold that thought. We got a break coming up. When we come back, I want to get back to that, because this is the essence of America, ladies and gentlemen. Religious persecution. Lack of freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. It's called the First Amendment, actually. We'll be back.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom non-GMO reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Red Smith, and we're talking about, well, Ted Cruz, presidential candidate, and, well, his dad, Rafael Benavides Cruz Diaz, and the history that goes on there. We're questioning why in the world in 1963 was he pictured with Lee Harvey Oswald in the hands-off Cuba pictures that you see scattered all over the the internet now, certainly on Agenda 21 Radio, but also on National Enquirer. They've been asking questions of Ted Cruz on the campaign trail yesterday, and Ted Cruz has been avoiding them like the plague. So, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, and we've been covering this story here for the three-hour special with Red Smith, who's done just absolutely outstanding work. And also I want to throw a shout-out to Anna, who has been absolutely essential in putting a lot of information together. By the way, this is still a developing story historically, and we're going to be updating and filling in some of the gaps. We understand there's gaps in some of the information that we have here. We're trying to sort through those, and we're filling them. And yesterday, literally, as we were talking and doing research, I was getting people filling in gaps for us. So we're going to be able to give you the complete picture. But we were talking about what really was driving the driving force of people to come to the United States of America, and that was religious persecution by way of the Catholic Church, by Islam, by way of the Jesuits in particular. And that was kind of a crazy going thing in Europe at the time, wasn't it, around the 1500s to 1600s?
Well, it was. You have the Inquisition. You have the expansion, the awakening during the Renaissance, where the church and many of the free thinkers of Europe were in direct conflict with each other. You have the eruption of the 30-year war between the Protestants and the Catholics. And for some entities, that's not old history. That's history that is still continuing to play itself out today. One of the things that I was fortunate as a child growing up, I grew up in a very small town. But one of the things that we had in our small town during the 80s was a Russian Orthodox monastery. and got to know some of the monks and stuff when I was younger. They used to shop at the local store, and they'd come down off the mountain and had several good conversations with them when I was younger. And they were printing and smuggling religious material behind the Iron Curtain. And they were very clear about the infiltration of American churches by the Communist Party. You know, remember when Kennedy referenced it in his speech that
right.
you played it in the hour, infiltration over invasion.
Covet means.
By covet means. And there is a, you know, as we've been saying, when you talk about communist Christians or this Christian Democratic Party funded by the Catholic Church are communists, that's a hard concept for a lot of people to grasp. But if you do your research, it's not very far under the surface to find these people and understand what they're about. And not only are they dedicated to an ideological fervor of communism, they're dedicated on a religious level too, because they fundamentally believe that the teachings of Jesus Christ were socialist in nature, and that it is the way of Jesus Christ to bring about a socialist reform worldwide. And at the end of the day, the Catholic Church wants the new world back.
And the other part of that is there's one group of Christians who stand in the way of that, and those are the Protestants, the Protestants.
Well, there are the Protestants, and there is the Orthodox Church as well stands in the way of that. There's been a split between the Eastern and Western Church since the Council of Nicaea, and that goes
right.
back to the argument over the divinity of Jesus Christ, where the Orthodox Church believes that Jesus Christ was divine and was God, and the Catholic Church that believes Jesus Christ was a man that became divine, and therefore other men that were born men can become divine, a la the Pope.
Right, and that's one of the major differentiations between Protestantism and the Orthodox churches, which is absolutely amazing. Now, we're working on another side part of the story, and that is Fast and Furious involving Charles de Gaulle.
Well, there is that, too. As we brought up early in the first hour, there was a mobster by the name of Traficante out of New Orleans that essentially ran everything in the South. He was also responsible for running guns into Cuba. He sold guns to the communists. He sold guns to the counter-revolutionaries as well. His head gun runner was a guy named Jacob Rubenstein, born in Chicago, that used to work for the Al Capone mob. Most people know him as Jack Ruby, the man that killed Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, they had a similar program where the CIA was aware of the weapons that were being run into Cuba and other parts of the world by the mob, and were allowing these guns to walk, all off Fast and Furious, to track where they were going and who they were going to. And Jack Ruby's co-conspirator in this, his name eludes me right now, but I can get it later, was actually arrested out of Algiers for plotting to assassinate Charles de Gaulle, the president of France, at the time that he was demanding the repatriation of French gold.
And that's kind of interesting, because Charles de Gaulle was a Catholic, but not a papal Catholic.
Not a papal Catholic. For a lot of us Protestants, you hear the Catholic Church, you assume they're the same. Well, are Protestants the same? We have Baptists, we have Methodists, we have Assemblies of God, we have Pentecostal. The Catholic Church in many ways is divided in the same way, and the French Catholic Church and the Roman Catholic Church do not get along. They have not since the Renaissance, and that goes back to the Medici family out of Florence that were notorious free thinkers, and they actually managed to subvert the papal throne in Italy and put a Medici on the throne of the papacy. He lasted 7 days before he was assassinated.
Hold it at that. We got a break coming up. In fact, it's our last and final break of 3 hour special here on Agenda 21 Radio. And I put that tease out there about de Gaulle because we know we're going to do another 3 hour special on Fast and Furious and gun running. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. Heavens Harvest.com.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the final segment. It's a short segment on our three-hour special that we've done. We've got Red Smith from the Shasta Lantern with us, who's just done an outstanding job presenting to us all the information that we know up to date. There's a lot more, I shouldn't say all, but a lot of information about Ted Cruz, the presidential candidate, and his father, and the links to communism and Christian communism, which is a very interesting concept to I know a lot of people, but if you listen to the entire show, you'll get the context. We welcome anybody to visit our website, agenda21radio.com, and you can email me, paul at agenda21radio.com. I've already seen some of the emails coming in, so I know I'm going to get more. Red, your final thoughts here. I know we're going to have you on again. This is a big story. It's an explosive story. There's more information coming out. Your final thoughts in 30 seconds.
Well, in 30 seconds, I'd like to touch on the communist Christian thing. If you're having a hard time grasping what we're talking about or believing us, take a look at today's Pope and say that that man is not an open and ardent communist, and that is the head of the Catholic Church.
Yeah, you know, it was the president of Bolivia who gave him a crucifix attached to quite a large hammer and sickle. That was just last year, just before he came over to the United States to visit. So I, you know, just some side information. Red, thank you very much for being on Agenda 21 Radio.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that does it for Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.com. We'll have this up on our podcast, and you can get that also. And email me, paul@agenda21radio.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.